another attempt, as it were, from the federal government to, in this case, add to the number of Supreme Court justices. The Supreme Court has its own set of rules, and this has been something that's been talked about off and on and has happened off and on over the last, especially, 100 years.
It has. FDR attempted it. I think it's moving the goalposts when you don't feel that you can get things achieved that would pass constitutional muster by the Supreme Court. This is just an unfortunate way to subvert the Constitution, in my opinion. I know the argument is that, well, this is constitutional. There's no set limit of justices on the court. But our very own president stated that it's a boneheaded move, is a horrible precedent to set. And here we are setting up a commission to potentially expand the Supreme Court because now it's a conservative court and it doesn't fit their ideology. I just think it's bad policy and it's a bad move for our nation.
We seem to hit this recurring theme every week, and that is the issue of states' rights. There is something that Missouri, the legislature, can do.
Yeah, no, and you know, we can at least let our voices be heard that we think this is not a move we need to be making. We also see the current administration and elected officials in Washington wanting to expand how many states we have so we have more senators. I mean, it's just the pattern is really scary to see what's trying to be attempted in order to subvert the will of the people. Regardless of who the president was, the last administration, he had the ability to appoint several Supreme Court justices, and just because the politics are not liked by many, let's just move the goalposts. And that's just a horrible precedent to establish, in my opinion.
And it's also a situation where, again, when you talk about whatever president is able to name whatever justices, it's relatively cyclical in terms of it's a lifetime appointment. Therefore, you know, some people are on the court 30, 40, 50 years.
Yeah, I think right now, Justice Thomas is the longest serving. He's been on since, I believe, the early 90s. And these terms last a long time. And to think we're going to expand it to where this court potentially is very left of center or an unconstitutional type court that sees the Constitution as a living, breathing document as opposed to a ironclad contract with its citizens. It's unfortunate. And yeah, if we expand this and we have several new justices that feel that way, I mean, it will last for generations.
People are becoming more aware, it would seem, of what's going on, and they realize that there is something, in addition to just going to the polling place, there is something that can be done.
What we're trying to do is more so ask where the states have the ability to speak up is just to send their dislike. And that's the scary thing about the federal government. They're able to try to move these things forward. And the states just can kind of scream bloody murder, if you will, that this is wrong and not the path to go. Unfortunately, I just feel that this current administration and those elected up in Washington are completely tone deaf and could care less about what states say. That's the scary thing, in my opinion.